Manuscript Releases, Volume 11, Numbers 851 to 920. M.R. Number 918. Cities Destroyed by Balls of Fire. In the night I was, I thought, in a room, but not in my own house. I was in a city where I knew not, and I heard explosion after explosion. I rose up quickly in bed, and saw from my window large balls of fire. Jetting out were sparks in the form of arrows, and buildings were being consumed. And in a very few minutes, the entire block of buildings was falling, and the screeching and mournful groans came distinctly to my ears. I cried out, in my raised position, to learn what was happening. Where am I? And where are our family circle? Then I awoke. But I could not tell where I was, for I was in another place than home. I said, O Lord, where am I, and what shall I do? It was a voice that spoke, Be not afraid, nothing shall harm you. I was instructed that destruction hath gone forth upon cities. The word of the Lord will be fulfilled. Isaiah 29, verse 19 to 24 was repeated. I dared not move, not knowing where I was. I cried unto the Lord, What does it mean? These representations of destruction were repeated. Where am I? In scenes I have represented that which will be, but warn my people to cease from putting their trust in men who are not obedient to my warnings, and who despise my reproof. For the day of the Lord is right upon the world, when evidence shall be made sure. Those who have followed the voices that would turn things upside down will themselves be turned, where they cannot see, but will be as blind men. These words were given me from Isaiah 30. Now go, write it before them in a table, and note it in a book, that it may be for the time to come, for ever and ever, that this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord, which say to the seers, See not, and to the prophets, Prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceits. Isaiah 30, verse 8 to 15, quoted. I was instructed that light had been given me, and that I had written under special light the Lord had imparted. White Estate, Washington, D.C., March 11th, 1982.